We begin the current daf Masechta Pesachim, daf Nun Vav. We begin on the bottom of the Nehemiah base, beginning the new Mishnah, four lines up in the bottom of the Amud. The Mishnah continues the theme of the previous Mishnahs of this parak, talking about minhagim, different customs that different locations had, and specifically regarding doing malacha on Erev Pesach. So the Mishnah begins, Shishu Dvarim Asu Anshei Yericho. There were six things that were specific that the people of Yericho, the Jewish people that lived there, what they did. And Al Shleisha Micha B'Yadam, regarding three of the things that they did, the Chacham protested. Al Shleisha Micha B'Yadam, regarding three of them, the Chacham did not protest. The Elohen Shalei Micha B'Yadam, and these are the three things that the Chacham did not protest about. And that is, first of all, Markivin the Kolam Kalayim. They would graft palm trees the entire day of Yudal Nisan of Erev Pesach. And Bekerchin the Shema, and they would wrap the Shema, which the Gemara is going to explain. He's like, what does that mean? They would wrap the Shema. And the Kaitzim and Gaitzim of the Ayman, they would reap. And Rashi takes out the word Kaitzim, and we can see in the Gemara related to that. And they would stack the grain that they had cut before the Ayman was brought. So these things they didn't protest. We'll see in the Gemara possibly they didn't hold of that, but they didn't protest. The Elush and Micha B'Yadim, these are the things that they actually protested regarding what the people of Yericho did. First of all, Matirin Gamzias Shel Hektish, the people of Yericho, they permitted to utilize the Gamzias of Hektish, and that is when the branches of a tree that was already Hektish, then later on branches grow, specifically regarding carob and sycamore trees, which in what the people of Yericho was, that their fathers were Makdish, these trees. They said, we're allowed to have anah from the branches, new branches that come out from after our fathers went ahead and made it Hektish. As Rashi explains that the norm by carob and sycamore trees is that they cut it every 7 years, and then they grow back even bigger and stronger, the branches that come out of that. Now, so before it's cut off, it's called Besula Shikma. When it's cut off, it's called Sadan Shikma. It has different terms and different definition regarding when it's cut off. Here their fathers were makdish in the beginning, right after they cut it off, and then later on they grew these big strong branches, they're called the gamzias. So these gamzias they were permitted to use because they were not what their fathers were makdish. They were makdish the tree, and the branches are something else, and that we can use. And we continue on to Nevav and Alv. And the second thing they would do that the Chum protested about was Va'eichel Mitachas HaNesharim. They would eat from underneath the tree from the fruits that would fall off B'Shabbos on Shabbos. And the Gemara is going to explain all these different things, what was wrong with this, why the Chum protested. And the third thing was V'Neisten Pei Yerek. They would take off Peya, which is leaving off a corner of the produce that for the poor people, on vegetables. And in truth, that vegetables are putter from pay, as the Gemara is going to explain. And therefore, Micha B'Yadim Chacham, the Chum protested regarding this, that they left paya on the vegetables. And the reason is, as Rashi explains, is because they would then be excluding people from separating Meiser from this Yerek, which needs to be taken off Meiser, because the poor people are allowed to eat paya, what was normally something that was Mechuyev in paya, in its status of Tevel, because it didn't have to take off Meiser from that. And therefore, in this type of a case, where they think that the vegetables are paid too, because they see the end of the field left over, they're going to not take off Meiser, because as we said, Leket, Shikhem, and Peya are all exempt from Meiser, because they're Hefker, and Hefker is not Mechuyev and Meiser. So therefore, here they think it's Peya. They go ahead and they eat it without taking off Meiser, and that's not true, because there is no Chiv and Peya on it, hence it's not in the category of Peya, and then it is Mechuyev and Meiser, so therefore they protest it. So the Gemara brings a similar Braisa to our Mishnah, in this that things that people had done and that some they were agreed upon and some not. Turn around, learn the Braisa. Shisha Dvarim Asa Chizkiyahu HaMelech. There were six things that Chizkiyahu HaMelech did specific to what he had done. And Ashleisha Haiduloi, regarding three of them, the Chum agreed to him. Vashleisha Haiduloi, and regarding three, they did not agree to him. First of all, Girat Samis Aviv, he dragged the bones of his father when his father had died, Al Mitir Shel Chavalim, on a bed made out of ropes, and that was as a kapar, as an atonement for his father's soul, not to bury him with honor like they used to do for kings on the shoulders of the people and with a beautiful bed. And that was because of to be Mekadesh Hashem, to sanctify Hashem's name, that the Rasham should be degraded and that the wicked ones should take Musar and heed and see, look what's going to happen to Rasham. Bahaydullah and Chum agreed to that action that he did. Second thing was Kisis Nechash Nechashas. He crushed the copper snake, which was made in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, that the people should look up and they would be healed if they were bitten by a snake. And the problem was that people were mistaking that the snake had some healing powers and really was supposed to look up towards heaven and see that it's Hashem. And therefore they agreed that, yes, go ahead and crush that because it's not working. It's to the contrary. It's working against what the purpose was. And third of all, Gana Sefer Refuah, he hid the book of healing. As it says in the Pasuk, he said, V'hatoiv beinecha, so he said, I did what was good in your eyes. As the Gemara explains in Maseches Brachos, that he hid the book of healings, that because the purpose why Hashem on some level brings the sicknesses, the illnesses to that person, is that it should do tshuva and have remorse and come close to Hashem. And these people weren't, because they were just going looking up in the book. Oh, you do that, I have this illness, I could heal myself that way. And therefore, he went and he hid that so that they can go ahead and now ask Hashem for refuah. V'hoidulai, and the Chum agreed to that. V'ashleishulai hoidulai, and regarding three, they did not agree to him. First of all, kitzis dalsa shel heichel, he cut off the doors of the heichel. V'shugrin l'melech Ashur, and he sent it to the king of Ashur. And they didn't agree to him. He did that because a way to appease him. And they felt that was wrong. And he closed up the waters of the upper waters of Gichin. And that he did because, as it says in the Pasuk, he says, why should the kings of Ashur come and find water to drink when they were besieging Jerusalem? And they didn't agree to that action because he should have had betach and he should have had full trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Pasuk says in Malachim, I will protect the city to save it, and he shouldn't have taken such extreme measures to stuff up the waters. And finally, Iber Nisan Ben Nisan, he intercalculated the year, he added what's called, made it into Iber, you add on another month, a 13th month into the year, once Nisan already had started. Then he changed his mind, he said, you know what, instead of making this month Nisan, let's make it a second Adar. It says the Pasuk in Divrei Yamim, that he decided because, let's make Pesach a month later, because many of the people were Tamei, because of what it was in the days of his father, who was a Rasha, Achaz, so therefore he said, let's make another month. And the Chum did not agree to that action that he did. As the Gemara says in the Sanhedrin and Brachas, it says, this month should be for you, that only this month is Nisan, and there is no other Nisan, which means to say that once Nisan starts, this can only be the one Nisan. You can't go ahead now and make it into Adar Sheni, and therefore they disagreed with him regarding these three, and the other three they agreed to. Now the Gemara goes back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is regarding those things that they did not protest on the people of Yericho. The first one was Markivin the Kolam Kala Yaim Bechulu, that on the 14th of Nisan, on the Erev Pesach, these people of Yericho were grafting these dekalim, these palm trees, the entire day. Now the Gemara says, Hechi Avdi, what exactly were they doing? So Amar Behuda, Maisi Asadara, they would bring a moist myrtle, a moist hadas, Beshichu de Daphna, and the liquid, so to speak, the beer, the liquid of a branch called Lur, which grows a certain a fruit called baish, the kimcha desari, and they would bring barley flour, the rami bamana that was placed in a container, the leichalfil leho arba yemen, that it didn't pass 40 days from when this flour was ground down, umar tzichilu, and then they would boil these things, these ingredients, the shad ulahu ledik lebelib, and then they would throw it, they would pour it onto the palm tree in its heart. And as Rashi explains, a palm tree has a heart inside, and it also has a brain to the length. Like Rashi says, like there's a certain tree called Shanbug, and for the egois, this beverage, this liquid that they made, was very beneficial for the deco tree that it should survive. And even v'chol, and any tree, the koi ba'arba amas de'day, that was within 4 amas of the palm tree, when they were doing this treatment to it, iloy abdulei hachi, if you didn't do that to that tree, that same treatment, tzavei, that tree would dry up l'alta right away because of the potency of that thing, that the palm tree would take away everything else from the other trees. If you didn't do that same to the other one, it would dry up. That was one interpretation of what exactly they did when they were grafting trees in Erev Pesach. Rav Acha Brid Ravam, he says, Manche Kufri de Dichri, they would place the branches of a male palm tree, Lunikvas into a female palm tree. And that is there's two interpretations of Rashi. The Rashi says, either it means to say that it was actually a male one to a female one, because the female ones don't make fruit, and therefore you needed a male one. Or Rashi says they would take from these soft gamzias, that these, again, as we said, these are the branches that grow in the last year, and that's called Kufri Dichri, it's called the male one, because it's male just because it's being inserted into the other tree, which then is being called the female one. And that's what they would be doing when we were calling, they were grafting on Erev Pesach on the 14th of Nisan, which the Chum did not protest. Now the Gemara continues, quoting from a Mishnah that says, V'kirchen eshema. Another thing that they didn't protest what the Anshei Yericho had done was they would wrap the Shema, which the Gemara says, hey, what does that mean they would wrap Shema? So I'm Rav Yehuda says, Eimim Shema Yisrael Hashem Akeinu Shemecha. They would say the Shema, V'lohoy Mavsikin, and they would not stop between the last word of Shema, of Echad, to the next word of the next paragraph, of V'yahavta. And that is because someone has to be ma'irich in echad. He has to say that for a long time. And then to stop between what's called kabbalas ol malchus shamayim, accepting the yoke of heaven, which is what the pasuk of shamayim is, to other things. Because those are two different ideas. First, everyone accepts upon himself that Hashem is, our God is one. And that's in the first pasuk. And then the second pasuk is like a commandment of you. I have to, what you should do. So it's two separate ideas. You have to stop in between. They wouldn't. And therefore, however, although they didn't do that, the Chacham did not protest. Rav Amar, Rav says, Mafsikin ho, you know, they would stop between Echad and Behafta. El Shahayah, I remember they would say, Hayyim Alav Avecha, which the complete pasuk of that is in Devarim Vavav, that says, Vahayu Hadvarim Ha'ela, that these words should be, Asher Neichim Tzav Chayim, that I command you today, they should be, that whole sentence, Alav Avecha, on your heart. But they would say, Hayyim Alav Avecha, as if that was one sentence, that they should be today on your heart. Which that sounds like, that everything I commanded you today on Har Sinai should be today on your heart. But it sounds like that tomorrow, the day after, doesn't have to be in your heart anymore, and that's wrong. And therefore, although that was wrong, however, the Chum did not protest regarding their wrapping it, which means putting it together. Again, either they put Echad and Mehafta together, or they put Hayyim together with Alav Avecha. Similar, we learned in the Brisa, Tanu Rabban, Ketzer Hayikrech in the Shema. What exactly does it mean that the people of Yericho would wrap the Shema? So, Aimim Shema Yisrael Hashem Bekin Hashem Echad. Belohim Mavsikin Divrei Meir. Meir says that opinion that it didn't stop between Echad and Yehavta. B'Yudah Aimim Mavsikin. B'Yudah says that they did stop. And as he said before, but here this is a different version that says, Elo Shalohoyu Aimim Baruch Shem Kavod Machusi Loilam Vod. However, they did not say that Pasik that we do say in between Shema and Yehavta. They didn't say that Pasik. In other words, when they say they would rap, they would say the two parashias which are said in the Torah together and they wouldn't add on anything else. Which the Gemara asks, but not my time. I mean, like, well, why do we actually say the people of Yericho didn't say that? That's very well understood because the Torah doesn't say that. Why do we say that pasuk? And then the Gemara brings Kedarish or Hashem Malakish. The Amr of Hashem Malakish, like Hashem Malakish said, it says a pasuk in Bereishis. The Yikra Yaakov Albana Vayomer, that Yaakov called to his sons and he said, Hey Asvu Vagidulchem, gather and I'm going to tell you. But then he ends up saying something totally else and he gives them brachas. What was he going to tell them? So because Yaakov legalis laban of Ketz Hayamin, Yaakov attempted, he wanted to reveal to his sons the end of Hashem's right hand, which is that Hashem pulls back his right hand because of the enemy. When's going to come the time that he's going to bring back his right hand and save the Jewish people? But in the Stalka Mimena Shechina, however, the Shechina, the divine presence, removed itself from him at that moment. Amar, Shemachas v'shalom, that maybe God forsaken, yesh b'mitasei psul, maybe one of my children are not so proper, and therefore the Shechina left me. And that's not so far-fetched. Kavram, like my grandfather Avram, sheyatzim ben Yishmol, that had a son Yishmol. V'avi Yitzchak, sheyatzim ben Esav, my father Yitzchak, that had a son Esav. And maybe that's why the Shechina left me. Amar Leibonav, so his sons told him, Shema Yisrael, hear, O Israel. Now, that was actually talking to their father, because one of the names of Yaakov was Yisrael. So Shema Yisrael, hear our father Yisrael. Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad, Hashem our God, Hashem is one. Amr they said, Kshem Shem Belibcha Ela Echad, just like in your heart, there's only one thing, and it's Hashem. Kach Eim Belibena Ela Echad, so too in the heart, there's only one thing, the unity of God, that's the only thing. But Yisrael, Paschal Yaakovinu, Amr said, at that moment, Yaakovinu opened up and he said, Baruch Shem Kevayim Achusi Lelem Ved. That the name of the glory of his kingdom should be blessed forever and ever when he heard that his son said Shema. So Amar Rabbanan Hechanav, so the Rabbanan Chazal said, what should we do? Ne'emru, should we say Baruch Shem Kevod Machus Olam Vod in our Kriya Shema, that just like Yaakovinu did, but Le'emru Moshe Benu in our Torah doesn't say that pasuk over there. It says Shema, and it says V'yahavta. Le'emru, if we don't say it, but Amar Yaakov, Yaakovina did say it. When they said Shema, he said Baruch Shem. So when we say Shema, we should answer Baruch Shem. So Skinu Shiyomer Meisav Bechashah. They instituted that one should say it, however, in a whisper, silently, and therefore to resolve it that way. Amar Bizchak Amar Debrei Ami says, Moshe Basmach, this could be compared to the daughter of a king. Sheharicha Tzike Gedera, that she smelled the Tzike Gedera, which is the spice of a cooked dish that's sweet and has a good smell. So, in time, if she's going to say, I want to taste some of that, it's embarrassing, it's degrading for the princess to be asking for this dish, passing by the kitchen. Late time, if she doesn't say, but yesh letzara, then she has a physical pain because of that desire that she has to eat that dish. So, what could she do? She can't ask, but she can't not ask. So, her servant started bringing it to her secretly, privately, therefore she can get it without the embarrassment. That's similar to what we do. We don't know what to do. So, we say, Baruch Shem Kivan Machus Lamed, in a whisper silently. However, the Gemara does mean that Amar Bavo, Bavo said, Hiskinu, they instituted ultimately, Shiyu Oim Reis B'Kol Ram, that it should be said out loud. And the reason is, because of the murmurs, the quotes of the minim of the apikorsim, of those who deny our beliefs, that they shouldn't say, oh, what are they whispering over there? Yeah, saying Shema, you be makabel ol malach Shemaim, and you're whispering, yeah, it's not really true, whatever it is, and we believe in this and this and that. So therefore we said we don't want to bring that different problems on upon ourselves. So then we say it out loud because of that complaint. However, the Gemara said, where there are none of these people that have these apostates, then ad hashta amr lebechashah, so up until now they still say it in a whisper because of what we said, that that's the resolution of this problem. However, it was only because of the meaning that we said we should say out loud, and because we don't have that problem, we still say it in the whisper. Now, similar to our Mishnah, the Gemara brings Tanabon, Lena Braisa. Shisha Devarim Osu Anshe Yericha. There were six things that the people of Yericha did. Shleisha Britzein Chacham. Three was with the Haskama, with the willingness of the sages. Shleisha Shloi Britzein Chacham. Three without the willingness of the sages. The Eile Britzein Chacham. These are the things that were with the willingness of the sages. First of all, Markivin the Kalam Kalayim, they would graft the palm trees the entire day of Erev Pesach. The Kerchin the Shema, they would wrap the Shema. The Kaitin of Ne'aymer, and they would reap the grain before the Yom was brought on the 16th of Nisan. The Elo Shalei B'tzen Chama, these are the things that were against the willingness of the sages. First of all, Gaitin of Ne'aymer, they would stack that grain before the Yom. Upartzen Pirtzes begin Isayin, Upar Pardesayin, and they would make breaches. In other words, they would make openings in their gardens and in their orchards. L'hachal Nesher, to feed those to be able to give the fruits that had fell off the trees, La'anim, to the poor people, B'shnei B'tzayis, in the hunger years. B'Shabbos V'Yam Tovim, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that was, again, because on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that was against the Ratz and the Chacham. And finally, Matirin Gamz Yeshal Hekdesh, they permitted the utility of these branches that come out of that of Hekdesh, Shalchar v'shal shikma, of the carob and of the sycamore tree, and that is that when their father were makadashid, then later on these branches grew, they held they can use it. That was against the willingness of the Chacham. Divrei Meir, that's a pin Divrei Meir. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, im b'tzein chacham hayoisin, the way you said this, which was similar to what our Mishnah, but you said it based on that there was willingness on the Chacham on three of the things, then you call Adam Isakin, then everybody would be doing these things. Who doesn't want to be able to have something they could work on Erev Pesach, when Erev Pesach is us do malacha, then everyone would be doing these three things. Ella, Elu ve'elu shaloi b'tzein Chacham hayoisin. So Rabbi Yehuda says no. Really, all the six things were not with the willingness of Chacham. However, and that's exactly like our Mishnah said it. Rather, al shloisha micha b'yadam, rather on three things they only protested, that they weren't willing, but regarding three things that they protested, al shloisha loy micha b'yadam, three things, although again it wasn't willing, but they didn't protest. Ve'elu shloi micha b'yadam, and these are things that they didn't protest, again, not with the willingness. Markivin de kolam kalayim, they would graft the palm trees the entire day. Ve'kerchen eshma, they would wrap the shema. Ve'kaitzim ha'goyshlam ne'ayma, and they would reap, and they would stack the grain before the yema. Ve'elu shloi micha b'yadam, and these are the things that they did protest. First of all, Matirin Gamzi Shal Hekdesh Shal Chav Shal Shikma, they permitted for themselves the utility of the branches of that were already made Hekdesh by their fathers, those trees of the sycamore and the carob trees. Upartzen Pirtzes Beginaisein Upardesein Lahachal Neshla Nim Shabbos of Yom Tov Mishnei Betzaris. And they also made the breaches again in their gardens and their orchards to feed those fruits that fell off to the poor people in the hunger year on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And Nes Nepei Liyarek, they would leave off a corner of the field of vegetables as payah. U'micha b'yad m'cham and acham protested about what they did. But now the Gemara asks on this version of Rabbi Huda, which seems to be the version of our Mishnah, that it was only that whether they were micha or not, but even regarding the three that they did not protest, however, they was not willing with the chacham, to which the Gemara asks, v'sav Rabbi Huda, does Rabbi Huda al-katsir shalei b'tzen chacham hi? On the three things that he said they did not protest, but he said that it was not with their willingness, was included that they would reap and stack the grain before the Yomer. Was that not with the willingness of Chazal? But now we learn the Mishnah Masechta Menachos that says, Anshei Yericha, the people of Yericha, Koitzen Lefnei HaOmer, they would cut, they would reap the grain before the Yomer was brought on the 6th of Nisan. Bitzoin Chacham, with the willingness of the sages, they had nothing wrong with that. And that is, as Rashi says, there could be two problems, and both those problems weren't with the people of Yericha. The Issadai Raisa was not applicable, because it's only the problem of reaping before the Eimer is only on the place where you could bring it from, and you can't bring it from Yericha, because that's not one of the places where they would bring it from. And there's also no problem of an Issa Drabbanan, which is that maybe you're going to come to eat from it when you're working with it, which is you can't eat before the Eimer. That's not true because these grains are called Chadish. They're from the new crop, which you know that the whole entire year you can't use the new crop until the Eimer is coming. So therefore, we're not concerned that when you're working from it, you're going to come to eat it. So therefore, that was Bertzain Chacham. The Goychen of Nei Eimer, however, they would stack even the grain once they reaped it, even before the Eimer was brought. Shaloi Bertzain Chacham. That was against the willingness of the Chazal. And that's because since there's no such a loss in the Eimer, once you reaped it, there's nothing that wrong that's going to happen. You could leave it there without stacking it. The other Rabban were geyser that you should wait, because since if you are going to be busy working with it, stacking it up, then you might come to eat it, and we were concerned about that Issa Drabban over there. And however, either way, regarding the Katsir and the Gedisha, they did not protest. But the question is that, yeah, right, both of them, they didn't protest, but both of them was one of them, the Katsir and the reaping, was with the willingness of the Chazal. There's nothing wrong with that. And yet here, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that even though Katsir and Gedisha, they didn't protest, but it was against the willingness of the Chacham, and that contradicts what it says over there in the Mishnah Menachos. So the Gemara continues on Amud Beis. It says, Man Shamat Le Dama, and this is the conclusion of the question, because you would think maybe this is maybe Reb Meir's opinion. However, who is it that we find that says this terminology of Michu B'Lo Michu, that whether they protested or didn't protest? That's Rabbi Yehuda, as we said before. Reb Meir doesn't use such a terminology of protesting. He just says what was with their willingness, their rotzen, or not. And yet, still that Mishnah says clearly, and it must be that it's like Rabbi Yehuda, so it's definitely a contradiction, that it was with the willingness of the Chacham that they reaped. How does that work well with what we just quoted? Rabbi Yehuda says that Katsir and Gedisha, although they didn't protest, but it was against their willingness. So on that, the Gemara answers, wait a second. L'tameich, according to what you're like asking, you're saying that you understand very well what we said before, that, oh, these things, all six are Shaloi B'Tzein Chacham. And that statement makes sense, that now you're coming to ask, oh, but that contradicts a different Mishnah, which seems to be Rabbi Yehuda also. What do you mean? Hani Arba Hava. How could we say that Al Shloi Shloi Micha on three things they didn't protest, and yet then say four things, which was Markivan, that they would graft, Krechen, they would wrap, and Koichen, they would reap, and Goichen, they would stack before Pesach. Allah, so rather, those two questions resolve each other. Sami Mikan Katsira, you have to erase from here that sentence that was said regarding the reaping, that is not difficult because that actually was mutter. It wasn't even that they didn't protest, but even it was even Bertzain Chacham, as the Mishnah says in Menachos, which is Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the Katsira is Bertzain Chacham. And therefore, you have to delete the word Kaitzen because it wouldn't make sense even to have the word Kaitzen, because then it would be four, not three, and it says that three were, that was Shaloi Bertzain, but that they didn't be Meicha, and therefore, that resolves the contradiction. Now the Gemara continues quoting from our Mishnah that regarding three things we said that the Chachamim were Meicha, and one of them was Matirin Gamzia Shal Hektish, they would permit for themselves these new branches of the Hektish tree that their fathers made Hektish, Shachar B'Shal Shikma, from the Carob and the Sycamore trees. So Amr the B'nai Yericha said, Avaseinu Lehikdisha Elikaris, our fathers were only Makdish, the trunk, the tree itself. V'anu not your Gamzia Shal Hektish, Shachar B'Shal Shikma, and therefore we're allowed to use these extra parts, that's not what they were Makdish. And therefore, that we're allowed to use. The Gemara explains, what we're talking about was that branches that come after the tree was made hektish. The Savrila and the people of Yerichi held Kamanda Amr, Ein Me'ila Begedulin, like the Manda Amr, which is brought in Masechtas Me'ila and Dafyud Gimel and Aleph, that there is no misappropriation on things that grow at a later point in time. Only what you were makdish is hektish. Even if something else grows from it, that is not included in Me'ila. But they say we can use that. However, their Rabbanan held that they were Meicha, they held Nehi de Me'ila Lekha, although there's no biblical halacha of Me'ila on these growths, Isur Me'ika, but there is still an Issa Rabbanan to utilize it because ultimately it's Hektish, and therefore they were Meicha, they protested because they held it was wrong. Then we said, Uparts and Pirtzes, that they would make breaches, in other words, they would make holes in their garden so that the poor could come in and the hungry years, and to be able to get the fruits that fell off the tree on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And that Amr Ula, Amr Shim Balakish, Machlekes, this Machlekes between the Anshe Yericha and the Rabbanan, whether this was permitted to be done or not, it was Bisha Machbedes, was regarding brooms. That's the literal translation. What that's a reference to is that's to the upper part of the palm trees, which had these kapas tamar, which are like the lulav, which on the top, they're very close near each other, and therefore they're almost like a basket on the top the branches make. And therefore when the dates are falling off, they fall into that so to speak, like these brooms that catch it on the top. Now since it's very high up, they would have to climb up onto the palm tree to go take it. And therefore, the Chacham concerned that maybe they're going to be ripping off from something that's attached as they're climbing up to the top, which is an amalacha. And therefore, the Rabbanan Savi, the Rabbanan held, Gazrinan, Shemayalav, Yitlish, were concerned that, no, we're not allowed to do this, what you're doing, because although there's maybe nothing wrong with the fruits themselves because they fell off the tree, but you're going to be climbing up and you're going to rip off and do a malacha day rice on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The people of Rechi, we're not concerned about this. We're not concerned that maybe someone's going to do a malacha and rip off something, and therefore they allowed this procedure on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Aval b'shal bein hakibin. However, the Gemara says that regarding the fruits that were lower down on the branches, which are the lower branches, where there's no concern for talisha, for ripping off, because there's nothing attached over there, then everyone agrees, since you're going to have to climb up so high to get, to rip off something that's attached, everyone would agree that that's permitted. However, the Gemara asks, Amalei Rava, but you're right, there's maybe not going to be talisha there. You're not going to do av malacha if it's on the lower branches, but v'hamuktis ninu. However, the fruits that fall off on Shabbos and Yom Tov are mukta, they're separated, because Erev Shabbos bein hashmashes, which is the time period which defines the rest of Shabbos, if something is considered prepared for Shabbos or mukta set aside for non-Shabbos purposes, then the fruits were still attached. And that's called mukta machmas iser. It's mukta because of an iser that would be, if you would want to use it, you would have to do a malacha deresa of talisha, at least by bein hashmashes. And something that's mukta bein hashmashes is mukta the entire day. So therefore, how could you say even the low ones are permitted? If it's falling off on Shabbos, it's going to be us no matter where it is. Now, v'chitem, if you're going to say, hoil dechazi, since it is fit, even when it's attached, which it was, bein hashmashes, lo ervin, to ravens, and that there were people that would grow, that would have ravens in their house as a sign of greatness, and therefore they're allowed to go ahead and take their ravens and put them by the tree to eat them when they're still attached, and therefore it's fit for their animals, which they have to feed. But that's difficult. How can you say that because it's fit for a raven, it's fit for the human consumption? But that's difficult. Because hashda muchan la'adam la'av muchan klavim, if we say regarding food that's considered prepared for mankind, we say it's not considered prepared and it'll be mukta for dogs. It's not like we learn the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos. It says, Yehuda Omer, Yehuda says, regarding an animal, im lo hoisin avelim erev Shabbos, if it wasn't already a carcass, which is forbidden for a person to eat a dead animal that wasn't shechted from before Shabbos, then asura, it's going to be usur for the dog to eat it on Shabbos. Because it's not considered prepared, and that is, if an animal came in a vela, it died suddenly without shechita on Shabbos, that means, but erev Shabbos, by bein hashmashes, it was designated for mankind, because animals were usually, let's say a cow, we use for humans, not for dogs, and therefore we don't consider it considered prepared for a dog, so although dogs are allowed to eat in the vela, but now it would be considered mukta for the dog. And if so, muchen la'arvin have a muchen la'adam. So if what's considered prepared for a human, which is a higher level of preparation, is not considered prepared for something else, which normally would not be for, which is a dog, most definitely would sound like that. If it's prepared just for a raven, for sure we wouldn't consider it prepared for a human. Amalei, and they said to him, no, it's not true. In, yes, muchen la'adam la'have a muchen klam. It's not a contradiction. Something that's prepared for a human would not be considered prepared for a dog, as we learned in that Masechta Shabbos. And the reason is, the chalmidi dechazi le'inish le'maks le'medayte, anything that's fit for a human, which is, let's say, a regular cow, you don't separate it, you don't set it aside from your ability to use it, and therefore we won't consider it available for dogs, because if we can eat it, we're not going to give it to dogs. And therefore, if it becomes nevel on Shabbos, it's going to be mukta. However, muchen la'arvin have a muchen la'adam, it's not true. It is not going to be considered mukta, these fruits, they're not going to be that problem of mukta, because the fact that they are considered prepared, that they're edible and they can be used for ravens and Shabbos, is considered prepared for a human. Because, similar to what we said before, kol midi dechazil inish, anything that's fit for a human that couldn't have utility, taiti eloye, he has his thought on it, and therefore he ultimately wants to eat these fruits. Now, although it's only prepared through the raven, that will not make a mukta for the human, and therefore when it's going to come off, it will be considered that it was prepared for Shabbos and Yom Tov purposes, and that's why it's only a problem if it's on the higher branches where they argued about, because then maybe you're going to do them ab malach of tailish, but on the low ones, they all agreed. That's one version. Now, however, now the Gemara brings Ki Asa Ravin, that when Ravin came, Abim Shem Malakish, he said in name of Shem Malakish, Machlekes B'shal Bein Kipin. To the contrary, the Arhom Achlekes of the Anshi Rich and the Rabban were only on the lower branches. Rabban said, the Rabban held, Muchen la'arvin, lo yav muchen la'adam. That the fact that it's like Rav had asked, the fact that they're prepared for ravens does not make it prepared for human consumption, and therefore it would be mukta. Anshi Rich, they held, no, muchen la'arvin, have a muchen la'adam. The fact that it's prepared for ravens would be enough to be considered prepared for humans, because anything that could be edible for humans and that they could fit for them, they always think that maybe there's going to be a way that they could use it and it's not mukta. But regarding the upper branches, the ones that we're calling the brooms, that according to everyone would be aser, and that is, as we said, gezina shemiyalav yitlisha. We make a gezera that maybe they're going to go up and rip off, and therefore that this version says that Anshei Richi agreed to that concern of the Av Malacha on Shabbos and Yamta. Now we said regarding another thing that the Chacham were meicha was menisin peli yerek, that the people of Yerichai, they would separate a corner of the field for the poor people, which is the halacha of peyah, for vegetables. Now the Gemara asks, v'les luhu la'anshi Yerichai hodet nan, don't the people of Yerichai know this that we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas peyah? The klal amr bepeyah, there was a general rule that we said regarding peyah, that it has to have all these criteria to be included in the halacha of peyah. Kol shuhu oichel, whatever is a food item, v'nishman, that is protected. In other words, it wasn't just declared ownerless and that a person is particular to protect it. V'geduli ben ha'aretz, and it grows from the ground. V'likitasa ka'achas, and it's gathered together at one time. U'machnis likim, and it's put away to be stored, that it should last for a long time. Chayiv b'peya, that type of a product is obligated in peya. Which the Gemara explains, all these different things, what would not be included in them. Kol shu oichel, we said whatever is a food item, that excludes lesfiche satis v'kutza. That excludes the aftergrowth of safflower and woad. Now woad is from the mustard family, where these aftergrowths are harsh to be eaten, and therefore they're not considered an oichel. But as Rashi says, the satis and the kutza themselves, which are not the aftergrowth, are fit to be eaten. So therefore we're excluding the aftergrowth of these two things because they're not considered an oichel. Vinishmer, and it has to be something that's safeguarded, protected, pradle hefker, that would exclude hefker. If you declare the ownerless, then it won't be chayv and pay it. Vigedule min ha'aretz, and something that grows from the ground. Prat, that excludes lechmehin ufatrias, two types of fungi, which is truffles and mushrooms. They don't grow from the ground. But the ketasin ka'achas, and they have to be something that's gathered at one time. Prat, that excludes the te'enim, to figs, and that is by figs, they don't all mature at the same time. And therefore, when this one's completing, then there's another one later that'll be completing the entire 7 months. Therefore, that's not obligated in pay because it's not gathered at one time. Umachnis likim. And the final thing is that they have to, that's something that they're put away to last for a long time. Prat liyerek, that includes vegetables, which these herbs, they don't last a long time. Therefore, it's not something that's obligated in payah. So the question becomes, how did the Anshei Richi go ahead? What were they thinking? That they were separating payah from that when l'chaira, it's in, this is the drash of the pasuk, that it's excluded from payah. So on that, the Gemara says, Yehuda Merav, Hacha b'rashi lefasis eskinu. What did we say? Which vegetables was it that the Anshei Richi went and set aside payah from? We were talking about the tops of turnips. And these are the leaves that are on the top. And what they were arguing about regarding the tops of the turnips were it's something that it's fit to be stored for a long time through something else. And that is, the turnips, the tops of the turnips can last a long time if you go ahead and you store it with the bulbs, with the main part of the turnip. And that is Marsav, the people of Yerichai held, the fact that it could be stored for a long time, albeit not by itself, but with the bulb itself, that is considered that it could last for a long time. And hence, it's included in those categories of things that are chayiv and peyah. The fact that it could be stored for a long time through something else does not make it worthy of its own intrinsic worth of peyah, because it doesn't have machnis lekim in its own right, and that's what they argue about, and that's where they were meicha and the people of Yericha. Now, conclusively, the Gemara said that Tarabai learned the Braisa, that Brishayna originally, Hayunaisnin, the people of Yerichai would give peya lelefes, as we said, for the turnips, ulechruva. Now the Gemara adds on another element, and of cabbage. And what we're talking about over here are the leaves, because again, regarding the bulbs of these items, everyone agrees that there would be chayiv and peya because they last for a long time. So it's not just turnips, but it was also cabbage. Rabbi Yehesha says, afl kaflik, even for leeks, these three things, again, although they don't last on their own, but they last al yadav acher, that's why these types of vegetables, they would take off peya from. Betanya idechuna, another brisa, a different version. They would take off payah from turnips and from leeks. Reb Shimon said also from cabbage. So now the Gemara continues on the top of Nanzayim and Aleph. So neimar tlosa tanoim hab. It sounds like that there are three different tanoim here, three different opinions. As Rashi explains, we have the Tanakama of Reb Yasi, who he says turnips and cabbage, but not leek. Then we have the Tanakama of Reb Shimon, who he said that it was for turnip and for leek, but not for cabbage. And then we have what seems like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon who are saying the same thing, that for turnips, cabbage, and leek, for all those three items, that they went and took off pay on all those three things. So are there three different tanoim over here in these two braises? And that the Gemara says, no, trei tanoi have, there's really two different tanoic opinions. and that is the Tanakama de Rabbi Shimon Haini Rabbi Yosi. That's the same as Rabbi Yosi's opinion. The Tanakama de Rabbi Yosi is the same Haini as Rabbi Shimon. Umay af, and what is that? Both Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon that they said af when they were including. It means akamaisa. It means on the first Tana of the Braisa that they were going on, which was going on the case that everyone agreed to of lefes of the turnip, as we had mentioned before, that everyone agreed regarding the turnip. And as Rashi explains, the Tanakama of Rabbi Yosi said that they would take off payah from turnip and cabbage. On that, Rabbi Yosi said that also kaflet, also leek, is the same as lefes, but not cabbage. And the Tanakama of Rabbi Shimon, he also said that it was for the turnip and for leek, like Rabbi Yosi. And on that, Rabbi Shimon said, no, af lekruv, also cabbage is like lefes, but not by kafla, leek not, which is again the same as the Tanakama as Rabbi Yosi, and that is again, everyone was really focusing on lefes, on the terms which he said, that was the case that everyone was agreeing to. Then the machlekes was regarding the first opinion, and those who said af, that is Rabbi Yosi and Shimon, they were saying that this is also like the turnip, but not like the case that you said, and therefore ultimately there's only two Tanoic opinions.